You're listening to Kane and Corey.
And we're back!
Corey's still in Hawaii. It is the Kane and Corey Show. On the show, hate tweets, if cringe were a video, and what is soaking? Wow. It's a new thing that you might want to try later on. You might be into soaking. It's all the rage soaking on a certain campus across America. You know.
Soaking. That sounds sexual, but I have a feeling it's not.
What do you think soaking would be?
Like you get in the water and you just kind of sit there, right? I mean, it's not literal, is what you're saying? Soaking. I'm trying to think. Maybe just sitting on the couch? Not going to class? I don't know. Could be mean so many different things, okay. Right?
Yeah, you don't know anymore with Gen Z. They give a name to all the stupid shit, you know, all the basic stupid shit.
That we've been doing all our lives, and right. Now they just fucking rephrase right. It.
Oh, man, I bed rotted all weekend. What is that? I laid in bed. Oh. Yeah, I've done that. Yeah, but have you herkled-durkled? What's that?
Oh, I forget. What does that mean again? I forget.
Laying around in bed.
Oh, herkled-durkled. Yeah, I think we spoke about that.
Yeah, I've done that. Stupid. Wow. So soaking is the next new big thing.
Soaking.
I had to go get the Jeep oil changed and stuff yesterday, you know, so I'm sitting at Sansone Auto, and in the waiting room, and there was a guy. Think about your icks. Mafia, what's an ick? You know what an ick is, right?
Yeah.
It's like a little small, seemingly unimportant thing that you see a woman or a man do and that just instantly goes, in your head. It's like, oh, can't date him for that stupid reason. This was a dude. And obviously, I didn't want to date the guy, but as soon as I saw him doing it, that was my first thought. Like, well, that's got to be an ick. He's just a big fella, right? You know, 300 pounds or so, big 250. Fella. Slovenly, you know, balding. And he was in this chair. Chairs were swivel. He was on the phone, and he just started doing that. He just started slowly twirling in his chair while he's on the phone. He's leaning back and looking up at the sky. He was just moving along with his feet, pushing his chair. And I just thought, ugh, that was just, again, it's a small, stupid thing, but it looked so feminine and fey. And I'm like, that's an ick right there, twirling in a chair. Guys, shouldn't twirl slowly in a chair.
Do you think that he was doing that because, you know, you said he was a big guy. Maybe he was just kind of to keep the air between the rolls just so he doesn't get stagnant. You know,
maybe the chair was moving on its own because as he was leaning back, it just went the direction. Yeah, like, no, I don't think, I know it wasn't working that way. You know, because he was using his feet to like propel the chair.
Oh, okay.
You know, right. Crossing his feet one over the other to propel him.
Yeah.
Propel himself around. Whee! I was just like, come on. If he had hair, he'd have been twirling that too. It was just gross.
Carrie Berry said he was special. Maybe he was. Maybe he had a little bit of the.
I didn't detect any tism. No, he's normal. I saw him get up and get coffee. He was normal. But it was just.
So you think that a woman, assuming that he's, you know, he likes women, a woman would look at him and be like, oh, God, I don't want to date this guy.
I think so. It just wasn't a manly thing to do.
Yeah,
I guess it's 2024. We're supposed to be able to do everything that whatever. That's stupid.
I don't know. I don't know if that would. Now, if you saw a woman, good.
Bus driver Tom said, "Real men spin around as fast as they can until they spew." Franklin says, "How is that an ick? Just letting the chair sway." Well, because he was moving. He was crossing his feet over delicately and propelling the chair around in circles. And again, that's what makes an ick. They're small things.
Cat has a point.
What?
Maybe that's the only ride he was allowed on.
Hey, that one's got no lap bar. I'm going to get on that one. That's no shoulder harness on that one. That's a good one. And I can't go too fast. I'll throw up.
Everybody's commenting on the fact that I said this guy was big. You said he was, what, 300 pounds, 245. I have no role. They're saying, why would you say that 250 is big? You said 300, right? Around there? Was he a big guy?
No, he was visibly, he was a short, bigger man. Yeah, he was visibly, he had rolls. I'm bad at guessing weight. I can never be the carnival guy and guess your weight because I would never get it right. But, I mean, he was a big fella.
Yeah. All right.
What are we arguing about?
No, they're saying in the mafia that I brought up the fact that maybe he was trying to air out his roles, and then somebody said, well, my husband's 250. He's fat. I don't consider that fat, but you're saying that
well,
this
then,
guy
Well, then, you know what? If I said 250, then I was way underestimating it because, I mean, no, he had visible whatever.
Yeah.
But that I think that might have been the least of the problem. Even if he'd have been a thin man, I think just twirling the way he was an
if ick. You saw now if you were sitting there and you saw a woman do that, do you think the same thing? Like would you think as a man that's into women?
No, because the way he was doing it was so delicate. I think if a woman was doing it, it'd be completely different. I wouldn't be icked out.
And you just literally sat there and said, man, I don't know how a woman can date this guy.
No, I didn't go that far. I just said, ooh, that's an ick. I'm gonna talk about that tomorrow.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, all that's right. All I said.
You know what is a big ick for me is when a girl is like they're into astrology too much and they base you off of astrology. Like, what are you? Oh,
what's Libra. Your sign?
No, forget it. Forget
Ick.
It.
Ick.
Oh, God, I hate it. Like, get to know me. Maybe I don't epitomize the sign that I am. I don't know.
Well, anybody falls into any signs category. Sure. You can take, if you read the horoscope every day, I mean, they're just so, they're so general. Anybody could be any one of them. And someone who's that into it, where they need to know your sign before they'll consider dating you. Yeah, that's definitely an ick. Oh, I don't date cancers. They're just a mess. I've dated three of them.
They were just terrible. I hate that. Another
Only
one.
Virgo and Pisces. That's it. Yeah, that's a definite ick.
Like, oh, you're a Libra? You're so indecisive. We can't date. Fuck you. What do you mean?
Right? Generalizing somebody based on their fucking sign.
Now that
you're
I'm thinking,
you're so indecisive. All Libras.
Yeah, I just I don't know.
Jillian says, yeah, that's a huge ick.
Yeah, it's just like, and even if a man did it to a woman too, first of all, he's probably gay. But like, how do you again judge somebody on their signs? It's just
That would be a ginormous ick. If a, ladies in the mafia, if a guy was asking you,
yeah, no.
Mm-mm. It's easy at the bar. Hey, baby, you want to go home? Yeah, maybe. Well, hang on a minute. What are you? What's your sign?
Yeah.
Oh, like I can't fuck a cancer. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Jillian says, if a guy asks me my sign, just no. Yeah, no way.
Women who spit, that's another ick.
Oh, when they, Well,
You don't even have to hawk a loogie. No effort needed. Just spit. Eh, what are you spitting for? That's gross. That's a definite ick.
You know what's another one? Now that I'm thinking about him, the other day I had to run to ShopRite to pick something up for Giovanni, and there was this couple, and the girl was talking like a baby. Like, she was talking baby talk to her boyfriend.
To the boyfriend? Ugh.
It was her, I guess it was, I don't know, maybe her husband, but it was just, like, I'm saying to myself, does this guy, like, is he into this shit? Baby talk, like, whiny, maybe. Like, baby talk. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think he'd have corrected her if he wasn't into it? He must not have minded.
Ugh, it's the worst.
You know what I hate? It's a big, aggressive women drivers. Like women who tailgate. Women who tailgate. Women who like just race past you, get up on your ass and act all aggressive and maybe even look at you. Like, you're behind the wheel of a car. You would get your ass kicked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get out of the car. Get out of the car. Do that stuff to me out of the car.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree with that.
Like, it's just, and I don't want a woman who's got that mindset anyway, right?
Do you
like,
think?
Oh
that,
God, do you think, who do you are that, you?
Do you think that most of the icks happen because we have some sort of like traditional roles that we think a woman
Probably. Like
I think it's fucking icky when a woman takes a shit and there's shit stains on the toilet. Like that's just not supposed to happen for a woman, right? Am I wrong in saying that?
No, you're wrong in saying that. This shit, it's going to get sticky. That's silly to think that they're supposed to have
so
dainty
dumb.
Shits.
I know. Or like when Tracy farts.
What is it
farts.
Supposed to come out and like float gently to the toilet like
I
a feather?
I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. I just feel like you should not be leaving shit stains on the toilet or farting. When Tracy farts, I was like, why are you farting? She's like, it's natural.
Gassy.
I don't know. I just feel like that's an ick for me because it's traditionally women aren't supposed to fart.
Gold Coast Stem says, how we get to shit? Let me introduce you to Jay. Have you not met Jay? Women who cross their legs like this when they put the ankle on the knee.
Oh, yeah. No, that's
I don't like that. That's an ick.
Like you're hiding your cock. Like you mean you have a penis. No,
like this. Like a man sits.
That's what I mean. Meaning they can't actually really cross them.
And then men who sit.
With, oh, yeah. Oh, no. Like, yeah, like no.
The men knee on knee. Yeah.
No.
Those are icks.
I hate. Tracy does this too. I mean, not as much, but women who overshare their lives on social media. Like, they have to post every single fucking thing. I don't know. I just think it's, like, annoying. Right?
Yeah.
That's an ick for me. I don't know. Just, you know.
Sharing headphones. You don't see it as much anymore because most people have wireless headphones. Mm. It used to bother me to see, like, two girls with the cord and the one ear, and they're both listening to the same song, but only in one ear. And you know, it sounds like shit. Yeah. And that always bothered me for some reason. Again, stupid thing, but that was always an ick. I'm like, ugh.
Another one for me over, and again, I guess this is just probably over the years, too much perfume. What are you hiding? Is your vagina stink that you just need to spray it up here and just cover it all? Like, what's going on?
Of course you go there.
Well, I'm just saying, why are you wearing so much? It's blinding.
Yeah, I have a natural odor that I've been told is fantastic. I like your... What are you wearing? I don't know how many times I've been told. What are you wearing? I'm nothing. You just have a musk.
Musk.
It's getting muskier the older I get, too. Mask wearers. Yeah, now it's at the point, I don't care where you are. You don't even have to be in the car by yourself. I just see somebody wearing a mask in the store or on a plane. I just, ick. You just refuse to let go of the COVID narrative. You're hanging on to that dear life by the fingernails.
Yeah.
Got to wear a mask.
Yeah.
I know they don't work.
I still see people in the car. And when you see people in the car with the mask on, right? Don't you look in the back seat to see if there's any, maybe it's an Uber driver or... Not that they work, but you're thinking, all right, well, they're in the car with somebody. And then you realize that there's nobody in the car and you just want to run them off the
road. That's an ick. It's an ick because I know how uneducated they must be.
Yeah. Oh.
I know how scared of the world they are. I know right away that's not the kind of person you would never be friends with or want to be around because they're just little nervous chihuahuas, scared of everything.
Hmm. I don't know. What else is an ick? I'm trying to think of things that...
Nah, Staten Island Chris, disagree.
What do you say?
He says, don't think it's just for COVID. It's smart when you're in a crowded space.
Nah.
For things like colds and flu. Now, nobody wore them for colds and flu before COVID. That was never a thing. Asian people on the subway would wear them. But yeah, no, I don't know. It's a false. You're doing it just to feel comfortable. It's false, though.
It was proven, right? Unless it was a KN95 mask or whatever it was.
Yeah. Even that one.
Yeah.
Gold Coast Dem said so many people in the city had their masks on yesterday. And that's another one outside. Oh, my God. Breathe the fresh air. Well, the fresh air's... You got metal particles floating around everywhere. Sure. But you know.
I think yesterday they said pollen count was the highest it's been this year or something. Maybe that
was higher than hell yesterday. You know?
Yeah. Anyway. I also hate a know-it-all. Like a girl that always tries to act like she knows everything, even though she has no idea what she's talking about.
Yeah, that goes with everybody, really.
Yeah.
I got a couple of hate DMs yesterday.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Check this out. Because we went off on Taylor Swift yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So I'm not going to say who sent it. It's a listener, but it's no one that's ever in the chat. So,
okay.
Mafia, are watching live right now, you probably don't know who this person is. And the best part of you, when I'm done, tell me the best part about that.
Okay.
You have to be the dumbest person alive after what you said about Taylor Swift. You're just jealous that she's worth billions and you are not. You said you would never sleep with her. Ha! She'd never sleep with an ugly looser like you. Dream on, looser. Two O's. The best part about that is she called me the dumbest person alive.
And she can't even spell.
While using your twice, Y-O-U-R, and calling me a looser.
Don't Blaise says I asked Kirsten not to send that to you.
Yeah.
So and then, the fact.
Go ahead.
The fact that she took the time to send that to you is that's mental health. Because like, are you that?
Well, she got triggered and she had to respond, and that, you know, that's cool. Whatever, I don't mind. I get it. I'm thinking about editing, making a reel out of us just pounding the shit out of Taylor yesterday, just to try to catch some smoke. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe get some Swifties after us.
Yeah, but
that'd be fun, man.
What we said wasn't fake, right? I mean, we really.
It's like, you know, nobody's allowed to have an opinion about, you know, should they love her so much? That's what's so scary. It's like they love her so much that they'll take you down if you disagree.
Yeah.
I mean, all the reviews, I've seen so many reviews saying that this is like her weakest songwriting and what happened and it's not a good record, and even fans.
A friend of mine who used to be an A&R at a record label, who's now a DJ in the scene, he's older, he said that listening to that album is depressing. It's very depressing. Yeah. And it actually, you actually feel negative energy when you have the song. And he says all 31 songs.
Mm-hmm.
Because he listened through it as an A&R would.
That's what I heard.
He said it's fucking awful.
That's what I heard. Rachel says, put a Corey Coachella AI voice to read those comments. Well, it's a little late for that now.
Yeah, I can't do the voice. Can you do the voice? You could do the voice.
No, I'm not doing Corey's Coachella voice. He tries to do the old lady voice that I do, and it doesn't really work. So therefore, I don't want to do hit because it wouldn't work if I did it.
You're right.
Right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I got this because Sex and the City is now on Netflix. So a lot of people are seeing all the episodes and shit again. Of course, I was on that one episode. And somebody sent me this. I don't know who this person is, but it's part of a Reddit thread talking about the episode that I was on, Hot Child in the City. And somebody commented, as much as I played Wade, as much as I hated Wade and thought he was so unattractive.
Damn.
The overall vibe of the episode is definitely a top favorite. Like someone just screenshot that and felt they had to send that to me to ruin my day.
I don't know.
When I saw it, I laughed. I mean, like, yeah, I was thinking that the whole time. I may have made a joke to my agent too. Like, what are they putting me on there for? They mean John Bon Jovi was a guest boyfriend and they've had all these good looking dudes on there. Although, you know, Mr. Big, he wasn't necessarily that really good looking. Right. And Aiden, he wasn't that great looking. But
maybe they meant unattractive, not physically, but just the whole vibe of
No. As much as I hated Wade and thought he was so unattractive.
Mm.
Dude, that's obvious what that means. But it's fine. I had to laugh at what, just thinking of the motivation behind sending that to me. Like
I don't get, and not to take it on further, but I don't get that. Why somebody posts something and then somebody has to literally write a comment this big about how they hate it. You've just wasted. Why say anything at all? Like, what does it prove?
I don't know. They were just all chiming in. They were talking about the episode and she said some other things about the episode and that was just something she didn't like about it. I don't know.
I don't think that person
was necessarily trying to be a bitch. I just thought.
But Taylor Swift, like, why did she feel free? Like, and it could be anything. It could be, and it's somebody posts and has to comment negative about anybody's posts or whatever. What is the point of that? I've never got it. And you're literally comment number 38. Nobody's even reading it.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, someone did send it to me.
Yeah.
Doreen and Carrie. See, this is a great example of how I don't know women. Doreen and Carrie's Berries both said, Doreen said, I thought Aiden and Mr. Big were good looking. Carrie's Berry said Mr. Big and Aiden were beautiful. Were and are beautiful. Wow. Okay.
Dorian also said people get better looking with age sometimes. So maybe they're referring
men
to
do.
Yeah. I mean, not me, but yeah.
Most men do.
Whatever. I lost my hair, so what?
Jenny says it's projecting. Maybe they feel shit about themselves. Maybe. Yeah.
Forbidden Ball says, Kane, no Diddy. But you are hotter now.
What does no Diddy mean?
Meaning no Diddy. That's the new, you know, that's the new saying now in the clubs.
Is it?
No Diddy.
It's
meaning
not
like,
no homo, it's no Diddy?
No, it's no Diddy. That's what everybody says now. No Diddy. No Diddy, but I like your pants. No Diddy. Oh, yeah,
really?
You look good tonight.
I like that.
Yeah, no Diddy.
That's fucking like, hilarious.
If you say something
thank
that
you
could
forbidden ball, balls.
Be borderline, you say no Diddy now. Yeah. Kane is fire. No Diddy. There we go. Staten Island Chris. There it is.
Oh, well. Now I kind of want to see your veins. I mean, the pictures we were discussing in the pre-show. Speaking of that, have you seen the video of Justin Bieber allegedly giving Odell Beckham Jr. a blowjob in the club?
No, I've
with
not.
With Diddy standing right there?
No.
Yeah, like, who's the guy that Diddy fucked, the rapper that Diddy fucked?
Meek Mill.
I think Meek Mill was taking the video. But yeah, all of a sudden, Odell's standing there, and all of a sudden you see Justin Bieber come. He was on his knees. He was right at crotch level. He was either doing a line. He was either doing cocaine down there, because you see, as soon as Justin notices the he stands up and turns at the camera, and you see Odell, he does something around his crotch, like he's putting his dick away or wiping the coke off or something. I can't believe you haven't seen that one yet.
Oh, I'm going to see. I want to see. Is there a video?
You got to see it. No Diddy, but you got to see it.
Sean Combs, Justin Bieber blowing Odell Beckham. Hold on.
Of course, my relative said, "Power lad, it was such a funny episode. You did so good, Dougie."
Oh, wait a minute. Here it is. Hold on.
You find it?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me put it. Wow, that's crazy. Hold on. Let me see. All right. Let me show.
Carrie Ferries, what you doing down there, Justin?
All right. I think
Justin.
I think this is the one you're talking about. Let me see if it is. All right. Let's share it.
Make it big. Okay, there you go. Hit play.
Let's see.
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, no.
I'm coming back. Yeah.
Oh, here, it's just a replay. Oh, yeah, he's down there. Shit.
He's down there, and you see Odell quickly.
Oh, no. I didn't see that.
It's not shocking. Come on, you're not shocked.
I guess you're right. I wanted to believe in Justin Bieber. You know,
dude, he just got
fucked in the ass by
air fucked by what's his nuts.
Well,
Crystal says, I think they said Justin Bieber's mouth was a little too wet, too. No, really? Is that true? Is that part of that video? I only saw the small one. Carrie said he snorted a line off his dick. Yeah, that may be. Something was happening down there because you're not on your knees in front of a man at crotch level if you're not doing something. And then standing up the way he stood up and looked at the camera like, what
the
fuck? Yeah,
he was in shock. Yeah, like a deer in headlights.
Yeah.
Wow.
Diddy was standing over him just judging his form, said Paul Revere.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so much stuff. You know what? Cat Williams was right, man. 2024.
Absolutely, 100%.
Everybody's getting exposed.
Yeah.
And here it is. Jesus.
Hey, ladies, do you need a libido boost after all this talk? I got something for you. This is the new thing. Ladies are who want to get a little more frisky, I guess. And it's a wrinkle-defying trend that you use the years in to ramp up your sex life. Get salmon sperm injected into your vagina.
What?
Yeah, it's a new thing. Don't buy the lingerie. Nah, that just comes off right away. Oysters, that doesn't work.
Salmon sperm into your vagina.
Yeah. Beauty clinics are offering $400 salmon sperm injections that are delivered straight into the vag.
What in the fuck?
Women seeking to banish their wrinkles can get it directly into their face. So that was already a thing. Salmon sperm was already a wrinkle remover, apparently.
Yeah, because it I'm reading it here. What it does is it increases skin cells, increases the number of fibroblasts and microfibroblasts, producing more collagen. So yes, that's for wrinkles. But why the vagina?
It helps improve vaginal dryness and sexual arousal. Ooh, rejuvenate effects seen in the vagina. Thwart the loss of elasticity. Man, this is like a miracle drug. You don't need another stitch. You just put some salmon sperm in there.
It's called, there's a medical term for it. It's called the O shot.
I'm seeing it right here. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. What in the fuck?
$400. I don't know. What if you got pregnant?
Give birth to a fucking mammon, like a man salmon.
How come all those weird births always happen in India?
Yeah, no shit.
Like the pig monkeys and shit. Seriously, what are they doing over there? Baby with a rabbit face. One-eyed cyclops babies. One of those was just born. I happened to see that story the other day. They were begging women, please get an ultrasound so you can see what's coming before you have to give birth and cause it more trauma.
Oh God.
You know? Yeah. But like there's always the pig face. Are they doing it on purpose? Are they crossbreeding on purpose? Who knows?
And then
China does all that shit in labs, but in India it just happens in the real world.
So now you inject salmon literally like you in the hole, or do you like inject it in the, like, how does it work? I just don't get it. And I don't know. Maybe it rejuvenates the nerve endings at the vagina, which then increases pleasure. Right?
Hey, South Korea has been doing it for over a decade now.
Jesus.
And nobody there has wrinkles.
I think Jillian works at one of those kind of doctors. Jillian, do you guys do that there in Miami? I think she's in Miami.
They do it underneath the eyes.
Jesus.
I'm just seeing. It doesn't really say exact. I mean, they probably do it into the fucking the vulva.
Yeah, in the lip.
Yeah. Because you can't just squirt it in there like a turkey baster. I mean, it'd fall out.
Yeah, true, because it has to be right. Wow.
Jenny says they take the fish, milk the sperm right in there. Got to be fresh. Carries berries. I'd rather have a dude's sperm than any other species. Well, that's true. Yeah. Mm. Don't fish lay like, you know, hundreds of eggs at a time?
I think millions, probably. I think they said that, I mean, probably higher thousands, hundreds of thousands.
Yeah. Well, so now that you've got your libido fixed, ladies, now you can go soak.
What is that? Because you mentioned
soaking. Soaking, here's the explanation. It's happening at BYU, apparently. Brigham Young. It's a Mormon school, not supposed to have sex. That's why soaking has become big there.
Mm.
It's when you insert your penis into the vagina.
Oh.
But just let it soak. You don't thrust. They don't count that. As long as you're not moving, it's not sex. Now, I was always taught penetration equals sex.
Absolutely. Sex, 100%.
Right? But so then they take it a step further. They hire someone or get a friend to jump on the bed and shake it for them.
So... What
the fuck? The guy inserts the penis, chills out, right? No thrusting. And then you get people to shake the bed.
So do they still consider themselves virgins then?
Yes. That's how they're getting around it.
That's fucking ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
That's how they're getting around it. But we have a man who did some investigative reporting over there on the campus, asking students on campus if this is a thing that they do.
Oh, I can't wait.
And some of these faces are blurred out, which tells me they probably do. Here we go.
Do you know anybody who does soak?
Not that I'm willing to say.
So you do know people who do soak?
Maybe.
Because, you know, there are some people, the guy that he interviewed before this said, I don't know. I don't know any. I've heard it. I don't know anybody who does it. I think it might be a conspiracy theory. So he's like, oh, all right, well, let me go see if I can find some people.
Push the bed up, like kick the bed for him?
I haven't been involved. My hands are
but
clean.
But you have heard of people soaking, right?
I have.
I don't think it's real. I think it's a conspiracy.
And we're just finding people that we think are most likely to soak here on campus.
To what?
Soak.
I never even heard of that.
You never heard of soaking?
No.
I might have, but
oh,
it might not be what you're talking about.
What do you think I'm talking about?
Oh, this guy totally knows what he's talking about.
He knows shit.
You can see it in his face.
I don't know. What is it?
Like marinating the hot dog a little bit?
Oh, yeah. It's disgusting.
Do you soak?
No.
Have you heard of people that do soak?
I guess.
Are you like for soaking here at BYU?
I think if you're a BYU student, then it would be against the code to believe in that.
Are you two dating?
No.
Like, have you guys jerked
yet? What kind of a place is this where they have to be so careful about...
I'm just asking some questions for The Rock.
No.
Yeah, we don't want to talk.
Go away.
We're just interviewing people who are most likely to soak.
What does that mean?
Don't act like you don't know what soaking is.
I do not.
Why are you like that?
Because this is kind of scary.
Oh, well,
How desperate are you?
He soaks in
not the- well, he's not putting his penis in any vagina anyways.
No, yeah.
Because it's kind of scary.
He soaks in the asshole. It's called mudding.
Vaginas are scary. I'm not doing that. I'll shake the bed.
I guess desperate enough to kiss a girl.
Did you get a kiss?
Dude, 5 on the lips.
Really?
Yeah. Give us some time. I'm almost 20. What would it take for you to soak? I don't know. A couple months. Soaking for you is not like a thing that you're like worried about. It's just more like you want to wait to build confidence. I think it's more like wait for the right person kind of a thing before you soak.
Yeah. Right. That's enough of that.
So soaking traditionally was a thing that you just did so you could last longer. So you didn't, and then you stopped. And you just sat there. So, you know.
Another thing I think that Gen X gave a name to. Yeah.
It's fucking stupid.
We call it pausing.
Pause, yeah. We call it taking a breath and lasting longer.
Yeah. We call it, like, don't move or I'm about to pop.
Yeah, no shit.
God.
Stop. Don't squeeze your muscles.
If you want to have a baby, then move. If you don't,
I agree.
Hold still.
Yeah.
And then you hope the slide out isn't so arousing that you pop anyways.
Damn, I thought I was the only one.
Fuck. Let me reach in and cup the tip of my penis before I pull out, just to make sure I catch it if it comes out.
Because then you you stop, but then that pull out, then you reach, and then you're like,
yeah.
Then you try to like, yeah.
If you've gone to the point where one more half a thrust is gonna put you over, then you've gone too far, and you know there's no such thing as a pull out. Because you always try to take it to the very edge.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, because you know you don't want to. The ideal pullout is not having to go yourself.
They're
not
done.
Having
yeah,
to jerk.
Yeah.
The ideal pullout is like a second or two after it's all the way out. Then you just naturally come.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You don't want to have to give it any assistance. You don't want to have to jerk off after, because first of all, you don't want all that on your hand. But then, you know, what would you go through all that trouble for if you just have to finish yourself anyway?
Double A says, so is it proper to soak with a condom or without? Is that like, I guess.
Well, BYU kids, shit, that's a good question. They should soak with a condom on.
Right?
I would think if you're a virgin, soaking would be enough.
But if you're a virgin, and you said they still consider themselves virgins, I thought that, but like once, I don't know. I don't even know anymore. I don't know.
Jenny says, I got it.
Damn this combo. Who needs salmon sperm?
See you in 5 minutes, Jen. See you when you... We'll be here when you come back.
Just do it while you're watching us. How about that? Kane, hum on the speaker.
Hey, Jenny, this is for you. Hey, yeah.
I feel really uncomfortable.
Oh God!
Say, you got to do. Do you like that, baby?
No, don't try. You can't do it.
You do it because I think
you don't have the processing on your microphone.
No, I don't. I do not.
See,
but
it's
I think
like
she
it's all a lie. This thing. I don't really sound like this. It's just the fucking processing.
I think she needs one of those right now.
Wait, see if she likes this.
She said, "Stop."
Yeah, we're gonna have people cancel their subscriptions because of this.
Corey's gonna be like, "What happened? There's nobody watching." Yeah. When he gets back.
Well, when you're not on the show, man, nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't know if I would listen. Of course. No, that's a joke.
Oh God, yeah.
Right. Would you like to live in a van down by the river? It was the Chris Farley skit, right? It was mocking people who lived in vans.
Yes, I remember.
By rivers. And now it's a whole fucking thing. People love living in vans. They love to sleep by the rivers. And then they'll drive to another river or ocean the next day. It's a thing. It's van life. And I actually have a little bit of a business plan. I got to talk it over with Rick a little bit more, but I got some ideas.
So now, a van is different than an RV, or is it kind of, are you, this is the same?
It's just
shit.
What they call it. I mean, like whether you got a camper or whether you got a trailer, whatever, it's all the same thing.
You know what?
Because they have conversion vans. What's weird is conversion vans are way more expensive than if you buy like a Class C motorhome. That's because you have to build a conversion van out. A motorhome is built separately, and you just plop it onto the frame. It's a lot cheaper of a process than having to actually just take a van, already pre-made van, and try to build it out.
So now, would that still be the same as like when we parked, was it St. Augustine we went to?
Yeah, that's van life.
I could have lived there for 6 months with that fucking beach.
Yeah,
that was amazing.
It's quote-unquote van life.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Absolutely, I would do it in a heartbeat.
A third of Americans would be into van life.
I
think that's low. I mean, you know.
Based off of how much houses cost now, how expensive it is for taxes, et cetera, I know so many people that would be willing to just sell their home. Their kids are out of the house. Yeah. I don't know if you could do it. Like, could I do it with Giovanni now? He's 4.
Dude, they got families of 5 living on the road, and they're happier than hell. They all work. Yeah. They all work, you know, online. They can work wherever they want. And, you know, a lot of these people get a lot of fucking views. I watched some of these. This is what kind of spurred me. I watched some of these. And I'm like, you're really not that interesting. And your van is ugly. And they still get people watching their daily routines. And I find myself watching stupid videos just like this girl I follow. She, you know, she parks a lot in McDonald's parking lots. It's not all glamorous. But it's your choice. I mean, you know, you want to go sleep at a campground, go sleep at a campground. If you want to sleep in a Stuckey's parking lot, boy, I kind of dated myself with Stuckey's.
What the fuck is Stuckey's?
I don't think they exist anymore.
They used to be
like a Buc-ee's, like a Waffle House. Stuckey's used to be like a Waffle House with a red roof, I believe. But they were all in the South. Anyway, they were just a restaurant that I used to see all the time with my dad. But all, you know, all she does is like just quick edits. She wakes up. Makes your coffee, feeds your cat, goes into a Planet Fitness, takes a shower, comes out, drives to the next place, makes dinner, puts the shades on her windows, goes to bed. Nothing happened, but I'll watch it. It's like an episode of Seinfeld. Nothing happened, and she's not even as funny.
Speaking of, and I don't know why you brought this up. Did you see what I posted yesterday on Patreon for all our Patreon subscribers?
No.
The videos from 2 years ago when we broadcasted from the RV. Like, it was 2 years ago. So they're up on Patreon right now. Watch them. There's 2 videos we did back to back.
I don't know. Do I want to watch them? Are they worth watching?
Yeah, they're funny. That's the one where Corey did his infamous thing about you taking a shit. So I was just watching them yesterday. I was laughing my ass off. And I was like, you know what? Let me remind everybody. Is that why you brought it up? It's funny.
No. I just saw a thing today. It said a third of Americans would be down for van life. And it just struck me as like, there used to be something people made fun of.
No, you know? I don't think based off of the trip that we took. I mean, we had a lot of fun, and there was, you know, obviously we wanted to get back, but I think that we could do it. Is there a period of time where you would have to get a place? You know what I mean?
Carrie said my outfit on day 2 was hideous. Let me see. Was it wearing like a flowered shirt or something?
Let me see. Hold on.
I do remember people yelling at me for my shirt, but I loved that shirt. Or was it my shorts?
It's the, where is it?
Yeah, Dawn says, I can't believe that's been 2 years already. I can't either. It's crazy.
2 years. Yeah. 2 years. Road trip. Here it is.
Kat says, I've been looking into converting vans and all kinds of stuff. I'm definitely into it. Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I love the schoolies when people buy a school bus and build them out and make them, like, really fucking beautiful inside. They look great, but it's a school bus. The ride on those things is so fucking harsh. Mm-hmm. You've been on a school bus.
Yeah.
You really want to travel around the country on a school bus ride? I don't think so.
Let me see. Is it this outfit here? I don't think.
I've got Staten Island Chris. I've got names for it. I've got a whole, I don't want to ruin it. I've got a whole plan though. It's something I'm going to do. I got to do something before I hit the road. And then it's not just me that would be on the road.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
I get too old. But now I'm stuck in a fucking Jeep lease. I want to break. Anybody want to sublease my Jeep? Let me know.
You could get rid of the lease. Somebody will buy it out. A heartbeat. Is this business plan something that Rick's into? Like, is he like?
It was his idea.
Oh, so it's, oh.
Right. I think it was his idea.
Oh. Yeah, but I would do band life in a heartbeat. I think based off of the way the world is now, why not have to, not why not wake up in a place? See, as a guy that likes to drive, though, you're there's a lot of people that wouldn't like to drive. I mean, right?
Oh, sure.
I think the driving is would be the worst part of van life.
No, I love it.
I don't know.
But, you know, but I'm staying at a campground for a couple weeks at a time and then moving on. And I don't want an old piece of shit, though. It's got to be something nice. And a requirement is it's got to have a fire. See, I wouldn't do a van. I'd have to do a motorhome because I got to have a toilet and a shower in there. And some of those vans,
the ones that
all they
out,
have is
right?
like composting toilets where you just, you got to like stir it. You take shit in there and then you got to do the stir thing. And then it goes into a pan and you got to take the pan out of the bottom of the toilet and go dump it somewhere. That I don't have any time for that nonsense. It's got to have a water tank and it's got to have fucking, yeah, a Prevost. Yeah, those things are $1 million. The touring buses. Let's do some news.
And now, from a location unknown for his safety, it's Kane with the Not Quite News.
I missed it yesterday. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees.
Yeah, saw that.
They're all over the fucking place. Performers category, Mary J. Blige. Mm. Really?
I mean...
Really? In the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Yeah. Cher. Dave Matthews Band. Foreigner. Finally Foreigner.
I agree with that. Yep.
Peter Frampton. Cool and the Gang. Ozzy Osbourne and A Tribe Called Quest. I guess I really don't have any qualms with any of those. I just don't. I mean, I'm sure Mary J. Blige is huge in her genre. It's just not my genre.
I mean, she's legendary, right? As far as in that genre.
Yeah. So, all right. And then the musical excellence category, Jimmy Buffett and Dionne Warwick. Can't argue with those two. Big Mama Thornton in the musical influence category. And then, but those are the only ones that we really know.
Yeah.
Ozzy's in there twice now. Black Sabbath and now as a solo artist.
Right.
California's going to ban, they might ban the airport line skipping feature Clear. Are you, is anybody a Clear member?
I know I'm
$189 bucks a year. You just get to skip the line and go right to the fucking scanner machine.
Oh, so it's not like a pre-check where you're...
Well, no, it is. When you sign up for Clear, they record your biomarkers, your fingerprints, your eye scans, that kind of thing.
Got it. Okay.
And so then you go to the... You've never seen the Clear line? You haven't been to the airport in quite some time, probably.
Yeah, no, I don't...
$189 bucks a year, you get to skip. And people are like, well, basically that's just for rich people. It's letting wealthy people pay to cut the line. Yeah. So are we so concerned that everything has to be equal that...
Get a better job.
Somebody who, yeah. I mean, come on. Who gives a fuck? Are we really that butthurt? Hey, they get to cut the line. That's not fair. Well, it kind of is. They have more money than you do.
Gold Coast M has it. She said, I love Clear. They take you straight to security. Yeah.
And $189 bucks a year? That's not a price that only billionaires can reach.
I know.
You or spend millionaires. That much- I mean, you know, you spend more than that on your fucking streaming services.
Right.
You know? Please, it's not that much money, but they're complaining that it's, well, that's, you know, you bypass all the poor people. Silly.
Stupid.
One of the politicians behind it's a Democrat. You don't say. But there's a Republican behind it, too, so whatever.
I think it's, I mean, listen, I always, when I'm in line and I see people going up to the, you know, when I do fly, it's like, shit, you know what? I could have done that too.
Yeah, that's what I always say. Like, fuck, why didn't I do that? I don't get mad at them.
No.
I get mad at myself. Fuck, here I stand.
And Rachel has a point. Why complain? It reduces the line you're waiting on, so too. I mean,
wow,
it's
that's
just
a great point. Yeah. Thinning the herd. Speaking of that, top 10 best U.S. airlines in 2024, they've announced. You'd be surprised at number one. They just had a bit of a mishap.
Alaska Airlines?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Wasn't their fault, though. That's a Boeing plane. That's a Boeing deal. Door flies off. We're number one. What does that say about everybody underneath them?
Jesus.
So Alaska Airlines is allegedly number one. The second best airline is SkyWest.
Isn't that owned by United? I thought it was a United.
It's a, it's like a regional. It's a regional carrier.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Spirit is number three.
Spirit? I mean, again, I don't fly a lot, but I know, Corey, you guys always joke about it. Like how
based
bad
on,
they are.
This is based on Wallet Hub score using metrics such as number of cancellations, delays, extra costs, in-flight comfort, and baggage handling. How does Spirit rank third as far as in-flight comfort and cancellations and delays? They're always delayed. Extra costs, they're number one. Delta fourth, United fifth, and then JetBlue, Hawaiian Airlines, American Airlines, Frontier, and Southwest at the very bottom.
Jeez.
I don't know anybody who likes Southwest. Everybody bitches about Southwest. J-Lo's tour is tanking. They're saying it's because she and Ben always look miserable.
They do, though. Have you seen, like, any... They're never smiling together. And now
they really do. One brand expert says it started in 2022 with the Super Bowl documentary Halftime, where J-Lo bitched about having to share the stage with Shakira.
Oh, really?
They said people kind of like, made her seem unlikable. And they don't want to see them, you know, because it's common for couples to not always be happy, but they don't want to see, people don't want to see J-Lo as a normal person. They don't want to see her and Ben always grumpy. They want to see her as a star.
And you know, they have those expert lip readers. And every time they read the lips of what they're saying at an event or something, it's always negative.
I wish there was video of this. Tom Cruise apparently started breakdancing at Victoria Beckham's birthday party.
What?
It has to be an Oprah on the couch moment. I love her. I'm in love. Remember when he was jumping on the couch?
Yeah.
This has to be that cringe. He shocked the guest with a series of breakdancing moves. Wow. Thomas Cruise.
I'm seeing that there is no video. There's nothing in here.
No. Tom Brady's comedy roast is going to air live on Netflix. This is going to be the greatest thing ever.
Hell yeah.
A lot of material there. The greatest roast of all time. Tom Brady, May 5th on Comedy Central, hosted by Kevin Hart. Jeff Ross is going to be there. Please. Oh, yeah. It's over.
Oh, yeah.
It's over. Most common design trends among millennials for tattoos? Used to be Harry Potter tattoos. The Deathly Hallows symbol. But now, what's the most popular? Cover-ups. Covering up those tattoos. I'm not making it up.
No, but it's true. It's funny.
Frogs and cowboy hats are also popular tattoos amongst millennials.
Frogs and cowboy hats.
The Harry Potter cover-ups and frogs and cowboy hats. That's what millennials are going after.
That's hilarious.
Disney-themed tattoos and cartoon characters also mentioned.
Would you ever get a tattoo now?
No. Fuck. Why? I got one I hate already. When I got my tattoo, I thought, what's the one thing I'm always going to like? It was a no-brainer. Oh, so I'll get a Viking tattoo. I've been falling out of love with them more and more every year.
I know you have. But there's nothing you would just say if somebody said, Kane, you have to get a tattoo.
Then I'll get a cross.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I'll get a cross.
I would do
maybe
something
like
religious.
My mother's name under it or something, you know?
Yeah. You wouldn't get like a fucking Disney character.
I'm always gonna love my mother. What?
You wouldn't get a Disney character, is what you're saying.
Yeah, no.
It's an ick.
Might as well just stamp pedo across my forehead. I got a friend request from someone on Facebook this morning. I noticed it. Some gay dude, rainbows everywhere. And I looked on his profile and is one of his pictures is in a car. And all you see is five fucking kids in the car and then him. And he looks like a classic case of a bit. I'm like, my first thought was, what is this? A fucking entrapment? I don't know who this person is. Like, and it's so obvious. I like deleted that fucking request. Like, who the fuck are you? Why would you think I would ever want to be your friend?
Could you imagine you befriended him an hour later? You get
God almighty. Some things are just so obvious that's the first place my head goes.
I mean, nowadays you have to, right?
Yeah.
You never know.
Like, it was comical how obvious it was. carload of five toddlers. Him, nary, there was no woman in any of the photos. Not even another man. Just a single fat, smiling, creepy dude with all the kids in the fucking minivan. Like, I don't think so.
The FBI's like, Mr. Peterson, we need to
fuck off my profile. I'm insulted he even friend requested me.
That's funny.
Unless it was a bot or something, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, Chris Hansen comes knocking.
Well, yeah, it's right. It's the same with those fucking busty chicks. You know, they're fake, you know, whatever. I delete those all right away. I'm like, what are you trapping me into something here? I don't know what
that's
it could be.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
I can just see that happening to you.
And when's the last time you randomly, you just see, I don't know this person. This person's never met me, if this person is real. But when is the last time you just randomly friend requested someone on Facebook that you've never met?
Yeah, no, true.
Facebook isn't the place. You follow people on Instagram you don't know, of course, but Facebook isn't the kind of place you can follow if they've got like a professional page. Follow their page.
Right.
Follow the Kane and Corey page. But don't requesting me. I don't know you.
That's what I was going to ask. Were there any mutual friends like from the show?
No.
All right.
Another red flag. Hello, I am Helga. Would you like to be my friend? Sorry, Helga. Rachel says, did he ask if you go soaking? Jenny, he did not slide into my DMs first. Just gave me a friend request. Staten Island Chris, you're next. Public health alert issued over E. coli concerns in ground beef. Oh, another one.
Oh, yeah. That's like every once a month, isn't it?
Yeah.
Stupid.
Really bad jokes.
It's now time for...
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Kane and Corey's...
Really bad jokes.
Yeah, baby, yeah!
Kanye West said he would like to have a threesome with his wife and Michelle Obama.
Ooh.
So two men. Kanye's wife into that double penetration action. Right.
I knew that was coming. Give that to him.
What if Michael's got a bigger cock, though, Kanye? How's that going to make you feel?
Big Chris said, Big Mike.
One in the pink, one in the stink.
Ooh.
Bring Barack. I like to say his name properly. Bring Barack over there.
Oh, that's funny.
Put it in her mouth. Ew, gross. Parts of Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch have been restored for an upcoming biopic. TMZ has the pictures. They just polished it up. They cleaned the Ferris wheel and stuff and the carousel. And then you got Macaulay Culkin and Corey Feldman playing Nintendo in their underpants in one of the rooms. Just like it used to be.
Ooh, oh, shit.
City of Los Angeles may have to eliminate non-essential positions due to the financial crisis. So I guess the Chargers moving back to San Diego then? Or nobody likes the charge. I can't believe they get 70,000 people in there for their game. Well, it's all visiting teams fans.
Yeah, true.
Experts say cicadas are safe to eat.
I saw that. They make everything out of cicadas.
Yeah.
Fucking sushi and everything.
Cicada safe to eat. Well, so are most assholes, but I'm not eating those either. So. Get off the bug thing. Get off the bug thing. And by the way, there are ingredients now. Check all your meats. Don't buy Tyson, first of all. Don't buy any Tyson meats. They fired all their employees to hire illegals.
I saw that. Yeah, fuck them.
But there are fancy names for the ingredients that you're supposed to look out for. For example, read the labels. Hillshire Farm, Sara Lee, Jimmy Dean, Ballpark, Gallo, Pierre, State Fair, Original Philly, Steakies. Crickets are called Arcata Domesticus. And Grillo's Sigillat. Those are the ingredients you'll find on the thing. You won't see the word crickets. You'll see Keta domesticus and go, oh, that's a cricket. Mealworms, Tenebrio molitor, grasshoppers. You shouldn't need to know this. If you see locusta.
That's a locust, right?
Locust. Right. Yeah, that should be like, hmm. So what? Just, you know, read the labels if you don't want to be eating bugs. No,
they're putting it in
when we're not looking. So.
That they're using it as fillers, basically, to make it look like meat. Oh, God. Yeah.
Scientists estimate there's as much as 11 million tons of plastic sitting on the ocean floor. Come on, Jay. I know you're not Corey, but come on.
Tons of plastic. Yeah,
11 million tons of plastic sitting on the ocean floor. That's almost as much as what's sitting on Madonna's face. See, now that was just so easy.
Yeah, that's good.
Every time there's a plastic story, that's really the way that it goes. Wow. And finally, today is William Shakespeare's birthday. He wrote 38 plays and 154 sonnets. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
He also wrote 571 Yo Mama jokes. And people don't know that. He wrote some dad jokes, too. William Shakespeare. That's where the dad joke came from.
Really?
Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. A couple of examples. What sayest thou to the bard who cannot find his pen? Alas, he hath no inkling of where it hath gone.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Why doth the jesters never play cards in the forest? For there are too many cheetahs.
Ah, cheaters. Yeah. Get it.
Yeah, that's pretty good. They don't have the same really feel to them that they do now. We've improved them. But, welp, let's get the hell out of here. But, you know, that's where they got the start. Normal time tomorrow. We don't have to go early because Corey's not here to do therapy. So we'll start at 9.
All right. Awesome.
All right. See you tomorrow.
Later.
Kane and Corey.